And welcome back to the Talent Room, where eagles are made. Today, you're listening to a special edition of Talent Talk with your hosts, Tyler Beckwith, Kelt Robbie, and myself, Brett McNeil. Today, we have the sixth best wrestler in the state with us today, Hunter Walk, and his coach, Terry Tate. Hunter, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Brent?
I'm doing great. So, you obviously came from a great weekend at the state championship.
Yep.
Could you explain to us, just the experience overall and how you think you did overall?
The experience overall was awesome. You know, I got to go last year, and it was also a really good experience. So, it was even more fun this year to be able to wrestle two extra days. Mm-hmm. And overall, my experience, personally, I think I did pretty well. You know, it was one of the toughest brackets there.
Yeah.
So I was pretty proud of myself. But, you know, get ready for next year and try to win a gold medal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So how did you perform last year in states?
I thought I did pretty well. But, you know, there was still a lot that I had to improve on that I found out. And then I fixed it for this year.
Yeah.
Good.
That's what it's all about.
So how many matches did you wrestle this year?
48?
Wow.
48 matches?
And how many was just at states?
Seven.
Okay. Jeez, that's a lot of wrestling. Yeah, holy crap. So, for each day, what was, your average? How many times did you wrestle per day when you were at states?
Thursday, I wrestled twice. Friday, I wrestled four times. And then wrestled once on Saturday.
Okay, so you got a little break on Saturday. Is that because so Saturday was that your final match was on Saturday, and was that for you were wrestling for third place, right? Was that the best that you could have done?
Yeah.
And was that match for third place?
No, it was for fifth and sixth.
Oh, okay. All right. So loser that sixth, and then winner was fifth. Okay, I see.
So would you like to explain kind of how it worked with your matches, how your first match went, and then you went into the what's that called, the
consolation
bracket? Yeah.
My first match, I wrestled a pretty tough kid from Muncie. I think I could have beat him. A couple things went his way, and then so it kind of sucked to lose my first match. You're like, oh well, can't be a state champ, but you know, I tried to go get the next best thing. So then I dropped down, won 10-1 or something my next match, and then I was done for Thursday. And then Friday, won three in a row to set up myself for fifth and sixth, and I ended up losing to a pretty tough kid from Notre Dame Green Pond, and then wrestled a pretty tough kid on Saturday for fifth and sixth from Chestnut Ridge.
So after that first match, what was going through your head, after you lost the first match? Did you think that kind of killed your momentum, or were you, ready to fight your way back up?
You know, obviously it sucks to lose, especially down there. But I was a little bit disappointed, but then, you know, I bounced back pretty well and just got ready to go get third.
I'd say that's pretty impressive, you know, because in the consolation, once you lose, you're out then, right?
Mm-hmm. It's double elimination, right?
To come back, what would it be, six matches coming back because you lost your first one? That's very impressive.
How tough do you think it was for you to have to wrestle your way back up to the podium?
I think it was pretty tough. I looked at the consolation part and all the kids, in that round that I was in.
Right.
I was the only one that placed from that round.
Wow.
So,
the best
that was
fighter
pretty cool
of the round.
Yeah.
There you go.
So what are your goals for next year?
Win a state championship, district championship, regional championship, and get my 100th career win.
Good. Oh, how close are you to that?
I have 94 right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so you'll definitely
get
that next year.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So you think this year will give you momentum into next year to, want to fight more at states?
Yeah. Yep, I definitely think it will because, you know, seeing the amount of success I had this year, it's definitely builds confidence for next year.
And this has been your best performance so far, right? Your sixth place finish.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Very cool. All right, so Hunter, thank you for your input on that. Now we're going to get some input from Coach Tate. Just a reminder, you're watching Talent Talk with Brent, Kelton, and Tyler. So Coach Tate has coached Hunter Walk throughout this year. And Coach, what are your thoughts on Hunter's performance overall?
From the beginning till now?
Mm-hmm.
He just constantly improving. He's always finding different ways to get better.
Right.
Whether that be in the weight room, footwork. He's just kind of a student of the game. He knows just about everybody that he's going to be going up against. He knows what they do good, what they don't do well, how to kind of attack them in game plan. So he's just always really just kind of plotting and right. Just a student of the game.
So he's from what I gather, he's a very dedicated athlete.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't get to where he's at now without being kind of dedicated to it, so.
So, are you satisfied with his performance this year?
Yeah, I'm satisfied. I think any time that you can take a medal away from the state tournament, you got to be satisfied with that. There's, you know, obviously, like he said, the number one thing that you want to get is a state championship, but there's got to be a lot of things that have to go your way to get that. I mean, you got to avoid injuries, which we've been fortunate enough to do. Just wrestling, like he said, he put, you know, 7 matches in a 3-day span. He made mention he's the most sore he's ever been. So it's a big grind on the body. So right. to be mm-hmm. able to take a medal away is obviously just yeah. something to be satisfied about.
That's got to be yeah. tough. You've got to have a lot of endurance to be able to wrestle that many matches. I know, yeah. like, when Chris wrestled Reese, we had an episode with Reese Wood. He was yeah. on, and yeah. Chris wrestled him. And after, like, you know, they were finished, Chris was so tired. And I was thinking...
It was yeah. only a real quick match.
No, yeah, it was quick, and Chris, you know, was pinned, and I was just thinking about how many times, you know, Hunter had to wrestle, like, to go through that. It's really physically demanding. You don't think of it as, like, yeah. it's mm-hmm. super, you know, enduring because it's just yeah. strength against strength.
So what are your goals for Hunter next year? You think he can be back in the tournament and place even higher?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's easy to say that the goal next year is to win a state championship. I mean, that's what you want to set. You know, if you're not wrestling to achieve the best possible, you know, outcome, or if you're not striving towards that, you kind of got to, you don't want to say question why you're doing it, because, you know, there's a lot of different reasons to do the sport and to join it and everything. But I think in Hunter's situation where he's at with the level that he's wrestling, I think it's easy to say that your goal is a state championship. But I think what we really need to do is, like, our goal just needs to be a daily thing. You know, we want to get a little stronger this off season. We want to work on some footwork. We want to work in some positions that maybe kind of caught us off guard a little bit at the state tournament. There's, you know, a lot of film out there now on them, being exposed to the state tournament 2 years in a row now. There's mm-hmm. a lot of film on him. A lot of people are game planning for him. He wears a target now.
Yeah.
So we kind of just got to figure out where he's at and how to get them better. So I guess, yeah, the main goal is a state championship, but I think you got to break it down into daily goals, is just improve every day, just get a little bit better in positions that you might not quite be, you know, as good at as you need to be to get that state championship. So I'm in the big picture, state championship, little picture where it's kind of where a state championship's won's just in the practice room.
Yeah.
So we just kind of got to hone that a little bit more.
Good. Very well said.
Yeah.
I liked that. That was really good. You would have thought that he was a pro podcaster. Very well. So what we mentioned Reese Wood, you know, he's mm-hmm. a junior high wrestler.
Yeah.
And he took 4th at junior states, right? Yeah. Are you looking at him for someone to be a state contender next year?
Yeah, absolutely. Reese had a tough decision to make at the beginning of the year. Reese had a big growth spurt last year and kind of got a little bit bigger than we expected, because with being a 9th grader, he had eligibility to be in varsity.
Right.
But he kind of shot up there pretty good. He got pretty big, and which is really good. But, you know, we made the decision, and he made the decision that junior high would have probably been a little bit more beneficial to him this year, just to get some more experience and kind of working with, you know, his size now as opposed to where he was at, you know, last season. Which I think it was a good decision. Obviously, paid dividends, taking 4th place in the state tournaments. It was an awesome accomplishment. But he's definitely somebody now that you look to, knowing that he'll be on varsity next year, that, you know, with the addition of him, a couple of the other 9th graders that are on there, and 1 or 2 of the 8th graders that will probably be moving up next year and is, varsity guys in 9th grade. You know, we got a lot of, a lot to build on. But yeah, just to get back to the question with Reese, you know, once you reach that level, once you kind of get that taste of that, you know, competition level, I think it's definitely something that Reese would probably like to think that he can work towards next year, and it's definitely not out of the question to have a freshman be at the state tournament, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I think he's somebody we look to be an immediate, you know, contribution to the team.
Nice. Cool. So how long have you been coaching wrestling?
This was my fourth year as a head coach. I volunteered, helped out a little bit here and there, and when I was in college, did camps and stuff. So it's kind of been a lifetime of the sport. So
you wrestled in high school too, and
wrestled in high school, wrestled in college.
Very cool. So.
Cool.
That's important for them to have like a leader like you on the team like that as a coach. And so like with wrestlers like Reese coming up and like Hunter now and all the other talented wrestlers on the team, how would you, with your 4 years of experience and like, you know, wrestling in high school and college, how would you rank this team based on all the people that you've worked with? Do you think this is one of the most talented group of guys that you've worked with?
Yeah, this year we made some big leaps. Regular season went 7-7 in dual meet record. We qualified for the district duels for the first time, I think, since I was a senior.
Wow.
So, you know, we went 0-1 in district duels. We ran into a tough Westmont team that ended up qualifying for the state tournament as a team. They won two or three matches there. So, you know, they were one of the top six teams in the state. We just had a, you know, tough pairing with them, but yeah, this team's really talented. They put a lot of work in. I think that's what's making the difference now is in the last couple of years we've had some guys, and we haven't had the numbers, but the guys that have been there have worked hard and kind of set precedence for everybody else in the room to continue working hard. Now we're starting to get numbers, and we're getting guys in there that want to be in there. And then next year, like I said, we have a decent amount of ninth graders. It'll be 10th graders next year that'll be on the team, and a couple – 8th graders that I think can contribute to the team pretty well. So I think next year we're really going to kind of take off. So
awesome. Yeah. Good. Cool.
And you're only you're only losing one senior, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we lose Mason Walls.
Okay. Cool. It'll be good for years to come, hopefully.
Hopefully.
So you kind of already talked about this a little bit, but like what are your like specific goals for the team next year as a whole?
I just think the main goal that we need to keep focused on is just filling a team, filling a roster. We won a decent amount of matches this year, and a lot of it was because we had guys at every weight class. That seems to be the plague that's really kind of sweeping the wrestling world is forfeits and dual meets. I think if we can keep filling the team and guys like Hunter and a couple others, they go out and they recruit their buddies and stuff to come and play. I mean, Nick Lewis and Dean Grassy both came out this year. Just decided they were going to do it. And I think like they said they wanted to do it to stay in shape and get ready for football and everything. And that's an awesome way to do it.
Right.
I think if you talk to them, they definitely don't regret doing it. So we're always looking for anybody that just wants to come out and help the team out or, you know, find a spot in the roster for you. And that's the big thing. That's the main goal for sure, is to fill it up. The rest will take care of itself.
I tell you what, if I were a junior right now and we had this interview, I'd want to wrestle next year. He's an expiring guy. Inspiring guy.
I hope I don't expire.
That would not be good. All right, so that looks like we're running out of time here. I'd just like to thank you guys for coming on the show. Congratulations to Hunter for sixth place at States. Remember to check us out on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and Spotify. Thank you guys for listening to this special edition of Talent Talk.